why hasn't Indiana raised its $7.25 minimum wage? An MIT calculator shows the average living wage for an adult Hoosier with no children is more than $15 an hour. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Violet Comer-Weiland reports some employers may push against a wage increase because of the economic impact on their business.
Andrew Butters is an associate professor at the Indiana University Kelley School of Business. He says employers may not support increases in minimum wage, as this would mean they have to decide how to pass on extra labor costs. Butters says employers can internalize these costs or pass them on to consumers.
To the extent that it's more expensive for me to, you know, hire the workers to employ in my restaurant or to my grocery chain or for that matter, whatever business I'm working in, I might end up then passing those costs on to higher prices that are then going to be ultimately borne by the end consumers.
Butters adds the labor market is tight and many wages are already above proposed increases to the minimum wage. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Comer-Weiland.